I'm delighted now to welcome to the program John Kloss and Bert Dalton. John is a tap dancer, Bert Dalton keyboard player, and we are talking about the second annual Santa Fe Tap Festival this Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th of August, performance at the Lensic on Friday night, and workshop classes all day Saturday. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Great to have you back, Bert, and great to have you for the first time, John Kloss. So let's talk about tap dancing for a moment. There is a long history, about 150 or more years old, of this dance form.
That's correct.
Tell us more about it.
Well, it was born in America some time back and is owes its origins primarily to two main cultural influences, the rhythm dances of Africa and Northern European step dancing.
Particularly Irish?
Mostly Irish, although there's a variety of step dancing traditions in England and on the continent in Northern Europe as well.
One of the things that's so interesting about the way dance and culture evolved in the African diaspora is how different cultural forms were used to hide ritual activity.
Exactly, and to communicate to nearby locations via rhythm certain things that were going on. For example, in the colonies, if a group of slaves on a plantation wanted to communicate a message to a neighboring plantation, they would often choose rhythm to do so.
And so this evolved as a way of communicating. It evolved as a form of dance. What was the nature of that, what would you call it, merging of European step dancing and African dancing? In other words, how did those groups meet each other and teach each other their things?
Well, they would see each other doing their things, and there was a certain amount of grabbing from the other tradition and incorporating it into one's own tradition and kind of elaborating on it and expounding on it and, I guess, topping it, if you will, or trying to dress it up and make it better.
Almost in a competitive way?
Almost in a competitive way, or sometimes we call it clowning it, like taking it and kind of making fun of it a little bit, but then, you know, making it better and more impressive. And, you know, it's part of, I guess, the melting pot culture of America to grab those various influences, bring them into the form and kind of remix them in new ways.
And then there were minstrel shows and all sorts of shows that used tap.
Yes, that's correct. There was, it started with minstrel shows and then kind of evolved into touring presentations as part of the vaudeville circuit, and then kind of evolved into the movie musicals, like many people are familiar with. And then there was a bit of a lull, like in the 50s, 60s mostly actually, when television became more prominent. And around the 70s, there was a bit of a resurgence and a rekindled interest, largely due to the work of a famous tap dancer named Gregory Hines, who brought it kind of more into contemporary culture and started taking more contemporary influences that he found in the music.
Now, there's a beautiful thing about tap, which is it's really both. I mean, when you are tapping as a dancer, you're both a dancer and a musician.
Exactly. So there's this visual component and the sound component as well.
It draws very much on jazz. I mean, syncopated rhythms are what tap is all about. You're not just doing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Since tap grew up kind of hand-in-hand with jazz music, or kind of evolved during the jazz age, we all kind of have that as our foundation as tap dancers. We identify, I think, mostly in the jazz tradition. But tap is very much kind of a conceptual percussion art form where we can dance not only to jazz music but anything really that has a steady pulse, and sometimes no music at all. So it's really about the rhythm, whether it's jazz music or hip hop music or classical even.
How did you get into it?
How did I get into it? When I was about 5 years old, my mother took me to the doctor because I was pigeon-toed. My feet were poorly aligned, and asked the doctor what they could do for me, and the doctor recommended tap dance classes. So I went to my neighborhood dance studio and started tap dancing there.
So you started as a small child, the way some people start ballet at that age, many people.
Yeah, but I only lasted a couple of years because I was a little boy and I wanted to be running around in the neighborhood messing around with my friends. So I left it for a good 10, 15 years and then came back to it much later.
And did you come back to it just for fun, randomly? Or
It was a little bit of that. And I had gotten a flyer or something for a tap festival that was happening in Chicago at the time. And there I became introduced to this subculture of tap dance artists and enthusiasts who really expanded my understanding and appreciation of the art form. And I saw that it was a lot more than I had thought it was. People kind of tend to think of tap as this throwback art form, when in reality it's very much, when it grew up with jazz music, it grew up with the music of the time. And it's continuing to grow and evolve with the music of the time now.
What are some of the evolutions of tap that we may not know about?
Well, there's, hip-hop music is very popular with tap dancers. So there's a lot of cross-genre collaborations with hip-hop artists, beatboxers, turntablists, DJs. We really like to grab whatever we can that we think is interesting and kind of play with it.
Did it cure your pigeon toes?
I think it did, actually.
Now, Bert Dalton, you are playing as part of the festivities this weekend, the second annual Santa Fe Tap Festival.
Indeed. I was so fortunate that John asked me to participate last year, and quite frankly, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. There wasn't a lot of music coming our way before the concert. A lot of it was put together in the rehearsals, but he brings this amazing troupe of dancers and musicians from the Bay Area, and it was really easy just to slide in with those guys. They made me sound good, and it was just really a lot of fun. There's a lot of improvisation. What John said, there's really a mix of genres. You know, there's funk, there's hip-hop, there's jazz. I think we even did some Latin last year. And
Latin tap.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's a lot more than just, tap dancing to Fats Waller or T for Two. I mean, he's really taken it a new direction. We're really lucky to have John here in Santa Fe. You know, he does a lot of teaching. I think the workshop on Saturday is going to be terrific. He's kind of the keeper of the flame here.
Is there a tap dancing scene in Santa Fe, or is it something that you're just developing?
There are a lot of tap dance enthusiasts already in Santa Fe, and there's a lot of students, especially at NDI, where Bert is music director. And it's slowly kind of, I think, snowballing, if you will, or growing a little bit, and hopefully that keeps happening.
Do you teach? I mean, you're doing a teaching workshop this weekend, but are you teaching classes on a regular basis?
Yes. As part of NDI's program, I teach kids' classes and actually one adult continuing beginner sort of class. So maybe if you might be interested in trying some tap dancing one time, you can
drop
on by.
Or our listeners, yes. No, because, I mean, when I see tap dancing, and of course there's so much that you do with your upper body, but one really thinks about the feet. So how much emphasis is there on what you're doing with your arms and shoulders and so on?
Well, there's different schools of thought, and there's different styles within tap. There's a spectrum of styles that, goes from the primary, almost complete focus is on just the rhythm, and then there's the more presentational, visual sort of aspect like you might see in most Broadway shows.
Why don't we get out the piano and put on your tap shoes, and can you do a little bit of performance here in the Bacon Company?
Let me roll this grand piano over here, me and Mary Charlotte.
And I'll just roll over this tap floor. That's
amazing that it just happened to be here.
Look at that. It's just so easy. What are you going to play?
Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Cafe burst into applause. Bert Dalton on keyboards and John Kloss in honor of the second annual Santa Fe Tap Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you tomorrow night at the Lenzic, Friday the 26th of August at 7:30, and workshop classes at National Dance Institute Dance Barns, Saturday all day from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. For more information, stepology.com. You make it look so easy.
I'd like to respond to that, but I need to catch my breath first. It's fun, and when you have somebody like Bert there playing with you, I mean, that makes it even more fun, so it's easy that way.
For me, it's like working with a really good drummer. He really makes it exciting.
And it is working with a really good drummer.
It is, yeah. And I never know what he's going to do either. It's very improvisational. It's really fun.
Well, thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
And before we go this morning, I want to remind people about the very special evening with Russ Baker, award-winning investigative journalist, author of the book Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government, and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years. He's editor of the news website whowhatwhy.com, and he will be in Santa Fe doing a benefit for KSFR this Saturday, the 27th of August, at 7 in the evening at the Armory for the Arts. For information and reservations, please call 428-1379. Yours truly will be moderating the question and answer and introducing Russ Baker. It should be a great night. Hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.